Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nah, he's better. He's better than Jaden Daniels. Although Devin McCourty, a little piece of advice. When you're trying to sell something, you can't be giggling when you say it. Although you landed the plane nicely by saying we don't celebrate championship games. We celebrate Super Bowls in New England. But that's what I was referencing earlier, Fitzy, back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. You're in the conversation again. You can have those, even if silly, you can have those little like barbs with other teams and players.
That's fun.
Yes. And it's been so long because I don't know. I think you and your people, embraced it back in 2021. I couldn't really take part because I didn't believe it. I didn't believe in Mac Jones. I didn't believe that they were a legitimate Super Bowl contender when everybody was starting to get excited in that. What was that, a 9-game winning streak? And like all, I never embraced it. I am embracing this. This is a playoff caliber football team in 2025. Are they the best team I've seen in New England in the last 25 years? No, they're not in the conversation. Don't care. Don't know. It's 2025. Right now, they're the 7th seed in the AFC. Yeah, Bills lose tonight. They might be higher than that. They might be the first place team. But,
That's the fact that you brought that up, and I don't think I heard anyone else mention that. It's widely available.
You mean I didn't come up with that? Is that a hot take that if the Bills lose?
Can we go back to 3-point stance? No, but it's just like the fact that there's a chance. It's quite unlikely because the Bills are a 4.5-point favorite, and I think they're going to come out. And even though the Atlanta defense is a tad underrated, I think they're going to come out and try to prove a point on national TV tonight.
Me too.
After getting embarrassed by the Patriots. But there is a chance. I am here telling you there's a chance. The Patriots could wake up in first effing place, and it's only mid-October. That's just right there. Just take a moment, Mike Vrabel and company. Breathe that in for a second, then get back to work on going to Tennessee and burning that place to the ground.
So as Dan Ball puts, and we all know this, but sometimes you need to read it and see it in front of you, 4-13 in 2023, 4-13 in 2024, 4-2 in 2025. There's a lot of games left to pile up a lot more than 4 wins. And that's why suddenly the Patriots are the darlings, not just of me or you or Devin McCourty or Olsen or Brady or anybody else. The computers suddenly like the Patriots.
What?
Yes, the analytics.
The robots?
Suddenly have the Patriots as a high probability playoff team. NFL.com has a 69% chance that the Patriots are a playoff team. The Athletic has an 85% chance for the Patriots to make the playoffs. The playoffstatus.com, wow, that really fell off the map there, 82% chance.
Is that the playoffs in context as paid for by the Crafts?
Seems like it. 82% chance to make the first round of the playoffs. FanDuel is a minus 230 odds for the Patriots to make the playoffs right now. This is a legitimate possibility, and it's coming together for obviously a variety of reasons. Drake May is first and foremost. The way he's playing, the plays he's making, the mistakes he's not making, as we said earlier. And yes, people are looking at their schedule, which we knew was soft, we knew was easy, and they're like, oh yeah, it really is as soft and as easy as we said it was. They are going to play a team that just fired its coach, right? They just played a team that everybody expected to be competing for one of the top spots. You know, a popular meme, I guess not even a meme, a popular note, I guess, now on social media, Fitzy, have you noticed the current projection for the top 10 picks in the draft? It's all the Patriots' schedule. Each of the top 10 picks, there might be one outlier, but it's each of the Patriots' schedule. It's the Jets and the Ravens and all these teams they play. They're all going to be picking in the top 10 if things trend the way they're trending today. And so people are jumping on the bandwagon. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you to be the realist, the brake pumper, so to speak. Are we getting too far ahead of ourselves? Or has this team earned this right for us as analysts and fans to start saying the P word?
Playoffs?
Yep.
Yeah, they have. Honestly, they have. And it's only just because math. Like this, like as Stiz likes to say, this math is mathing right now. Like the facts are presenting themselves. They are at four wins. They've won two out of every three. Mathematically, they've won two out of three every three games thus far in the calendar. Forget about the fact that they should have beat the Raiders. Forget about the fact that they should have beat the Steelers. And somehow they found a way to lose to the Steelers and beat themselves in the same game. If they continue along the path with the injuries, the inadequacy, with their remaining 11 opponents, and they win two out of every three games, they're going to probably end up with 10 or 11 wins. That's probably going to be good enough for the playoffs, considering that the AFC is a vast morass of 500 or just barely above 500 teams. The Patriots are looking like, if they just continue as presently chartered at this cruising altitude, they should be playing a meaningful, if not meaningful, games in January, which is wild and kind of awesome.
So let's look at some of the teams they may be competing with. And yes, it's early. We're not scoreboard or standings watching.
We haven't done it in a while. Yes. Let's radio. Let's do some sports radio.
At this point last year, you know what two words I was saying? Will Campbell. Will Campbell at this point last year. It is so refreshing that I haven't even thought for one moment who they're going to draft in the first round next April. Haven't thought about it for one moment. You know why? It's also harder to predict who they're going to be drafting with like the 21st pick in the draft or the 20th pick in the draft. It's much easier to project when you're going to have the first or third pick in the draft. But let's play a little game, Fitzy. Well, let's just look at the 4-2 teams in the AFC that have the same record as you. And there's not a ton of them, and the Steelers and the Bills throw this off. They're 4-1. But let's look at 4-2 teams. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Are they better than you, the same as you, or worse than you?
The Jacksonville Jaguars are the same as you.
Okay. I think that's probably a fair. Dan Ball, grab your microphone, put your headphones on, and put your face on the radio. We use our big boy words here on WEEI Afternoons. Dan Ball made a face in the background. Go ahead.
I think you're better. I don't have a ton behind it. I think your quarterback is leaps and bounds better than Trevor Lawrence. We're talking about Jacksonville, yes?
Yes.
I think your quarterback is leaps and bounds better in what you've shown this year, and I think I take your defense as well.
Okay. I'm with Fitzy. I think you guys you're kind of similar. You have quarterbacks looking to prove themselves. Now the difference is one's looking to prove himself later in his career and with like $250 million in the bank. The other's proving himself in year two. And you have first-year coaches, one offensive, one defensive. Both have been involved in scandals about stealing signs, one with Vrabel as a player, one with Duval more recently. But let's go to the Los Angeles Chargers, who actually lead the AFC West at 4-2. Fitzy, better, worse, or the same?
You are currently, I think right now, given the injuries the Chargers have sustained, I think you're better.
Not that it matters. They have a +2 point differential on the season. You have a +30 point differential on the season. You're building up a nice point differential as you play out games. How about the Denver Broncos? Another 4-2 team that just had a really ugly win over the Jets on Sunday morning in London.
You are the same.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, and that's the point. Like, we're not saying you're head and shoulders above all these other teams, but you've entered the conversation of that sort of mid-tier, or maybe even upper mid-tier. Because I don't even know who the upper class in the AFC is. We just talked
about
this.
There isn't one. That's the conversation we started on Six Rings yesterday and is carrying over through to today. There really isn't one. We have a giant middle class in football right now.
And you might argue it's the Bills. If they go win tonight, I don't know if you've heard, if they win tonight, you will not be in first place in the AFC East. And
what?
they will have 5 wins. They will have one more win than you do. But the equalizer there is you just beat them in their place a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, how about that?
And the Pittsburgh Steelers, 4-1. That looks really good on paper. You gave them the game. You gave them 6 turnovers. That's how they beat you. So you should have beaten them. So I think the Patriots measure up nicely with the supposed good teams, and they're very much in the mix with all those teams they'll be competing with for a playoff spot in the coming weeks. So I think that's an interesting comparison, and it proves the Patriots are very much capable of going to the playoffs this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.